Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Morning, everybody. Hi, David.
Hi.
Morning, Tulip.
Morning.
You're right.
Yeah.
How are we all? This is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. Sarah Cox was on last week. Oh my God, it's freezing.
Chilly, chilly, chill, chill.
Was it this cold last week?
It was colder.
Jeez.
Is this because you've just got back from Dubai and you're showing off?
I have been to Dubai.
Did you see Wayne Rooney while you were there?
Well, I can't believe I missed them. We must have been in the sky at the same time. We must have crisscrossed over because they got a flight on Saturday. Me, I flew back like late Saturday.
There's no way you were in the same hotel, though, is there?
Well, let's compare our holidays, shall we? So I've just got the...
Were you sipping pink champagne by the pool?
No, the drinks were so expensive in my hotel, which is not the same one that they stayed in, that I actually went to the supermarket to go out and buy some water and then smuggled it in back to the hotel because I wasn't going to pay, like, £4 for a bottle of water.
That's wise.
32 degrees, yeah, that was the same. Bit of a shock.
Tick. Good.
What else?
They stayed in a 7-star. What did you stay in?
Mine was 4. It's all right. No, apart from that,
You fed her crisps, did you?
No.
Who did you go with? You went with your mum, didn't you?
Did you feed her
crisps by the pool?
No, I didn't. It was a very different holiday by the looks of it, but it was nice to spend some time with my mum. She loves Dubai. She loves it. I'm a bit parented out now, to be honest. I just want to be myself again,
Have you got a whole week without swearing?
Yes.
That is good.
A whole week. Anyway, hope you're right this morning.
Podcast.
I'm here. Becky's here, right?
Hello.
One that doesn't speak is off this week and is choosing to spend the week just sat at home, not helping us, which I think is...
You're not bitter about that at all,
are you?
It's
fine. We'll just be fine.
I did love how quickly he rushed to get his holiday form in when he found out we were doing the early shift.
Just reading through some of the early texts. Where is the Chris Moyle Show? That's back next Monday when Chris is here. Why is there music on Radio 1? Normally there's quite a lot of music on Radio 1, but I don't think you're normally used to any music between 6:30 and 7.
Apart from the cheesy song.
Yeah. Where's the banter, Mills? Okay, and now... some banter for you. Oh, pressure.
What are you going to banter
about? Willy-nilly.
What if I don't talk either and then you're just bantering by yourself?
Right, so...
This better be good.
No, I can't do it now. I can't do it.
You've come in dressed like a chocolate today.
No, seriously.
One of those purple ones.
I borrowed my scarf off Susan Boyle. I've got a Doctor Who t-shirt on underneath... A hoodie,
a
which makes me look like the big purple one off of Quality Street. Jeez. Right, you know like how I go on holiday and watch TV?
Mm-hmm.
I missed X Factor, by the way. What's going on? Can anyone tell me? You don't watch it, do you?
No, I gave up. Weasel does my head in, so I can't watch it anymore.
Is Weasel still in?
Yeah, I think so.
Is Wagner still in?
I don't know. There's been loads of pictures of him in the paper. I get confused between him and Bill Bailey.
It's going to be a bit like Jedward last year. Like, it's going to be fun for a while, and then it's like, actually, he's rubbish, so let's get rid of him. But let's keep him in for a few more weeks for entertainment purposes. So let me know, please, what happened with X Factor. Obviously, I was in Dubai, so I missed X Factor, but they did have Strictly Come Dancing.
Ah, the British one, or...?
The British one.
Did you see Anne Widdecombe in the sky?
Right, well, here's the thing. I turned it on, and I'm like, oh, okay, Canada's Next Top Model, not really cutting it for me. A few Arabic channels, which were quite good to watch, but not really, didn't understand them. And then I found Strictly. I was like, yes, I can watch this. Because as you know, I do spend a lot of time in hotels abroad watching TV. And then I was like, why is Arlene Phillips back judging? So my mum is in the next room, also watching Strictly, right, in her room. I rang her internally.
I love that.
And went, Mum, why is Arlene back on Strictly Come Dancing? She was like, I don't know, I was thinking the same thing myself. So then we phoned my granddad, who watches Strictly all the time, back at home and go, "Grandad, what's happened? We're in Dubai. Has Arlene been reinstated as a judge on Strictly Come Dancing?" He's like, "No." Then we continue to watch it, really confused. Alicia Dixon turns up as a contestant. It was the series
reruns.
Yeah, but on exactly the same time.
And now you know who won it.
Yeah, but that's really weird. Why would you do that? Like a whole year behind? Is it a year or 2 years
more
since you won?
More than that,
it?
I think.
Brilliant. Well, well done to the TV programmers in Dubai.
I bet you
for
still
really confusing
it all.
Me. Yeah, of course I've watched it all. There's nothing else on.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Oh, yeah, Wagner is still in X Factor. Good. Aidan's still in. And Weasel's still in as well. God.
She needs her roots done.
What, Weasel?
Yeah.
We know stuff about her. Anyway, it's...
Who doesn't?
I know.
It's been in all the papers.
Uh-huh.
Not the stuff we know.
No, no.
Because that'll
be
weird.
Other stuff. It's 6:48. Katy Perry got married at the weekend.
Oh, did you see her Twitter?
I did. I sent one back going, "Congratulations."
Did she reply?
Like she'll ever reply. Didn't a tiger gate crash their wedding or something?
I thought he got that for her as a present.
Right, but then it ran amok.
Did it?
Through the congregation. I'm just trying to work out what happened. Hang on. Something about a tiger.
This is really good banter. So far you've talked about you watching Strictly. You've done a bit of Kings of Leon.
I'm just bantering.
No.
I'm not allowed
it's
to play...
It's got no structure to it whatsoever.
It doesn't matter, they don't like it when I play music.
You just freestyle.
I'm just freestyling, I can't find it. Apparently a tiger ran amok with the congregation at their wedding.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Katy Perry and Firework. Apparently an impressive performance of that on X Factor before.
That's all I can hear now when I hear that song.
What happened? I thought you didn't watch it.
Well, no, because there were so many comments about it, I actually went on YouTube and looked that one up.
Was she singing live?
Yeah, which was must have been really good because she was dancing about as well, so it must have been hard for her. I think it's quite a difficult song to sing live.
Right, she was wailing a lot.
Yeah, there was a lot of screeching.
Thing is, that's why, and I know people are going to text about this, that's why you should always mime on X Factor. I don't watch X Factor to see, you know, people singing live. I just want them to look great, like
Cheryl. She looked amazing.
Like Cheryl did last night.
She had such an amazing, she had like an all-in-one leotard thing.
Now those people are going to go, "No, but X Factor is about talent." Yeah, but these people are already established. They're allowed to mime. It's fine. It's not a singing competition for them.
And I'd rather they look, Scott sees it.
I'd rather they look good. Like, Cheryl last night wasn't completely live, was it? Let's be honest.
I don't know. I didn't see her. Was right. it not?
I don't know. Michael Bublé, was that live? I don't know. But it looked fantastic. You're there to see a show. It's like when you go and see Britney Spears. I don't care if she's not singing live. I just want the show. That's what I want. It's 5 to 7. Do you think I'm jet-lagged?
A little bit.
Okay, good.
Tired and emotional, perhaps.
Right, what happened with Jedward while I was away, please?
Oh, you know Dev Direct, where you can phone Dev at any time and he'll pick up and you can just have a chat with him?
Yeah.
He did a celebrity version and Jedward were on and I was like, who would say no to ringing up Jedward?
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm never going to get through, I'll just try it. And I rang them up and they kept me on the phone for ages. And then they were like, they didn't listen to a word I said, not that they meant to, but you know.
They never do.
I couldn't get a word in edgeways. And then they were like, we want to follow you on Twitter, And then I tried to tell them my Twitter name. And it took about 10 minutes and they kept getting it wrong.
They just don't listen, those boys.
No, they kept getting it wrong.
It's Becky. I shouldn't have said my name because you were guessing.
Hey, Becky.
Do you remember with Scott Mills when I egged you in the face?
You seem to be smiling.
Oh, yeah, hey. Yeah, hey.
So cool.
I can't believe you could forget me when I egged you.
I do remember. You got blonde hair and your glasses.
Yeah, do you remember many people egging you?
So cool. Same time with Scott as well. It's really cool. Oh, guess what? Guess what? We got 100,000 followers on Twitter.
You want me to follow you on Twitter?
What's your Twitter?
My Twitter is at Becky Huxtable.
Becky, B-E-C-K-Y.
B-E-C-C-Y. B-E-C-C-Y.
Yeah.
And then
B-E-C-C-Y.
H-U-X.
H-U-X.
T-A-B-L-E.
What? Okay. Hey, can you get a pen? We need a pen. B-E-C-C-Y. Yeah. And then what is it?
H-U-X.
A2X.
A-T-A-B-L-E, like table.
What's the rest of it? Becky?
Huxtable. H-U-X.
A2X.
T-A-B-L-E.
B?
Like Hux and table.
H-U-K.
H-U-X.
H-U-X.
T-A-B-L-E, like table.
What is the rest of it?
Oh my God, that's so annoying.
Can you imagine? And at the end, I was like, I've got to go back to work.
Oh. But these are the same people that couldn't open a fridge on their reality show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, this music normally means that the Posh Radio 4 lady's going to read out some of the emails and stuff that you've been sending in this week on Dear Scott, so let's do it.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. Happy to see Mark's gran make another appearance in The Only Way is Essex, this time with bread pudding. Yes.
Ah, Mark's gran off The Only Way is Essex. It was on last night, but I decided to go to bed instead.
You know what? You missed it this week, but after the show, she was doing a live web chat.
What, the nan?
Yeah, it flashed up halfway through. It's like, if you like more of Mark's nan, then wait until the end of the show. And then at the end, the voiceover came on. It's like, and Mark's nan is now doing a live web chat at ITV.
Loves
I was like,
it.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. So I just imagined her sat in front of her computer, giving
with
out
some
recipes
sausage plat
to everybody.
If you don't know the show, it's called The Only Way is Essex, and it's on ITV2, and it's a surprise hit. And it's a bit like The Hills on MTV, where everyone is real and from Essex, like they're not actors, but some of the scenes are quite badly acted, and that's what makes it brilliant. Unlucky Gary was texting me last night going, I don't get this Essex programme. I'm like, well, that's because you're from Essex, and therefore... He's like, well, no, it's true. He's like, all it is just Essex people saying what they're doing tonight. I'm like, yeah, but that's amusing in itself. He's like, no, it ain't.
Does he not see that it's set up?
He doesn't get it. He's like, I don't get it. Is it a documentary or is it fake? I'm like, well, they're acting some of it out, gal. But he's like, they should come down Basildon. That's what Real Essex is like. So he doesn't get it at all.
I'd love it if he had a cameo.
Oh, yes. Let's try and get Unlucky Gary in The Only Way is Essex.
He'd be really good because it just unlucky things would happen to him all the time.
Yeah,
it?
He could have his own ITV show.
They could do what they wanted to him and he wouldn't mind because he just thinks it's his normal unluckiness.
Here's a text that he sent me last night. What are you doing tonight? Silence. Going down faces. Silence. Crap. That's what he said. He doesn't get it at all. Anyway, back to Mark's gran.
What treat will she hold in store for us in the next episode? Love, Frankie, off of Newcastle. XXX.
Aww.
I was trying to think what I'd quite like her to do.
Cornish pasty, Mark.
Has she done Cornish pasties already?
Not yet.
She's done the plat. Hasn't she? Pasty's a bit similar to the plat, though.
Mm.
Bread pudding. Crumble might be nice.
Crumble.
Yeah.
That's what we want next, Nan. Are we sort of controlling what she brings out next?
Right, well, Mark, they do listen, don't they?
Crumble.
They do take into account, like, because they watch themselves on it, like, in some episodes.
Do they?
So they're obviously monitoring what people are, like, liking and not liking. So I reckon she was only meant to be in it one episode and then they picked up that she had a big fan base.
Yeah, she's amazing. Put her in more, ITV2 producers, because she's great. Next.
Dear Scott, as an avid listener to the podcast and an assistant producer on Soccer Saturday, presented by Jeff Stelling, I passed on Becky's comment that she would about Jeff, who was absolutely delighted that he still got it.
OMLG.
This was because of Stupid Street a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
And it was who's on your over 50s list.
And you said Jeff Stelling. Is he over 50?
Yeah, I hope so. And what, now someone's told him?
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't meant to happen. You're meant to just say these things about celebrities and then it never happens.
Yeah, but like when you're in this box every day, you forget that people can actually hear it.
Mm.
He remarked on this in his closing line of the show today.
Oh, no!
Much to the amusement of the rest of the on-screen panel. Kind regards, Darius.
Well, cheers, Darius. And we actually have found the clip of Jeff Stelling. And here it is. Oh, Jeff's 54, we've just found out, so you're fine.
Phew.
He's on the over-50s list.
More from John Henry on Sky Sports News next. Of course, at the moment, it's Aston Villa nil, Chelsea nil, though they are doing a little bit of pressing on Chelsea at the moment. My thanks today to Charlie Nicholas, yep, to Phil Thompson, to Paul Merson, and to Matt Letitia for your company. And my special thanks this week to Becky on the Scott Mills Show on Radio 1, who was asked to select some people they fancy, and she chose me. Okay, it was people over 50,
yes,
that she fancied, but nevertheless, she still picked me. Thank you, Becky. Good night.
Oh, you got mentioned by Jeff on Sky Sports.
He sounded quite excited. He can't have seen a picture yet.
Oh, don't put yourself down. Let me do that for you.
I thought he was just going to say, and she really fancies me. Obviously, I had to say someone over 50.
Would you, though?
Yeah.
Like, if your boyfriend never found out. Right, imagine, you're there, right, with Jeff Stelling. Oh, that sound good.
Am I meeting him after Countdown or after Soccer Saturday?
After Countdown.
Mm.
You're having a glass of wine. Would you? Your boyfriend will never find out. Oh, sorry. He'll never know. If you can guarantee that he'll never know.
He'd treat you nicely, wouldn't he?
He'd would.
Treat you nicely, but then I can't be bothered with football, and that's probably all he'd talk about.
Oh, God, yeah, boring. Next.
I hope you all well. Just to let you know, I have my 18th CD just released. The title? Wing Sings for All the Single Ladies and Raps for All the Safe Parties.
Oh, is it the return of Wing?
It must be. I love her.
I like her emails.
This album has been a long time coming.
Yeah, we've not heard from Wing for a while. Let's not forget that we did get her to play the In New Music We Trust tent one year at the Radio 1's Big Weekend with me and Kelly Osborne.
You paid for her out of your own money
to come
all the way from New Zealand.
And now she's back.
I mailed one copy to Rebecca, but I just careless, I forgot to write the street number. Hope you still received it.
We've got it.
The songs including Doggy and Me, The Earth Song, All the Single Ladies, Our Queries, Everything I Do It For You, Black and White, What the World Need Now Is Love, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yes!
Safe Party, Happy Ending.
What's that? What's Safe Party, Happy Ending? Right, well,
I don't know, I quite like the sound of that one.
This can only be good news on a Monday where it's cold and miserable.
Oh, can I go and find it?
A new album from Wing. You must have it upstairs somewhere.
Shall I go and see if it's in the postbox?
So it's got Single Ladies on it and Happy Finish and about 13 other tracks.
I hope you all like the songs. KROQ Radio Show in Los Angeles requested to have the whole MP3 of the whole CD sending to them and interview to be done. Thanks for your attention and your time. Wing.
Oh, my God. Roz, who's working on the show today, just brought it in.
She signed it as well.
So the album is called Sings for All... Wing Sings for All the Single Ladies and Raps for All the Safe Parties. And she has signed it. Right, I'm going to play some in a minute. I want this in my life. I'm so excited. Brilliant. Okay, let's find out what track to play in a minute.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Very exciting news. Wing has got a new album out. Which is called Wing Sings for All the Single Ladies and Raps for All the Safe Parties. We've had a relationship with Wing for, 3 or 4 years now?
Mm.
And it's good to have her back. This album was a long time in the making, but I think you agree, it was worth it. So, she's done Single Ladies, which we'll get to in a minute, something called Doggy and Me, which I think is her own composition. We'll leave that one out, because no one seems to know
it. Is that feature the Rappy McRapperson?
I've got no idea.
Look into my eyes, you will see what you mean to me.
Standard, but a classic.
She could be number one all summer with this.
16 weeks.
Serve your soul.
I don't know what you're thinking. I'd love to hear Wing doing Michael Jackson's Earth Song, and now you can on this album.
Will you ever stop to notice all the bad we said before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying of the ripping?
Hit that note! The last minute of that song, can you imagine what it's like? I'll spare you of it now, but.
Maybe after nine.
Yeah. And, check it. Oh, yeah.
All the single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies.
Girl power, Wing. Girl power.
All the single ladies. Now push your hands up. Up in the club. We just go up.
This is my favourite so far.
Yeah, me too.
Little thing. You decided to dip. And now you on a trip. Cause another brother noticed me. I up on him, he up on me. Don't pay him any attention. Just cry my tears for 3 good years. You can be mad at me.
Go Wing.
If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. Don't be mad when you see he won it. If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. Up, 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 up.
Oh, I miss Wing.
Do you think she does the dance? Because I'd like it if she did in the video. We need to get her to make a video for this.
Good. One more, can we have?
Yeah, go on.
Yes.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming round.
Mezzan.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the song of my tears.
Good morning, it's Radio 1.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous at the bed.
Stephen Lees has been on. My life is now complete. A new album from Wing. Thank God.
Every now and
who's Wing? Says Aaron from Catterick. She's our favourite singer who lives in New Zealand. She was on an episode of South Park once. We flew her over to play at the big weekend one year, about 3 years ago. She was nearly sick in the car.
She didn't feel so well, did she?
She didn't feel so good. That was because she had a long flight, indirect, from New Zealand, because I couldn't...
You were too cheap to buy her a direct one.
That's right.
Podcast.
We're going to be doing this. Something a bit different for you.
The Diary of a Radio 1 DJ. Have you ever wondered what life is really like when you're a top disc jockey? Is it all one long party where you get paid for playing your own records? This diary gives you the truth. The real story behind the bright lights and big cars is one of hard work and determination. The Diary of a Radio 1 DJ.
Now, this isn't a Radio 1 DJ from now. Becky's been doing some searching on Amazon while I've been away.
And I found this amazing diary of an old Radio 1 DJ. So I thought I could try and, in the 80s, so we could try and compare to see if it's like your life now.
Okay. Right, okay.
Because it can't be that different, can it?
It must be the same. I mean, you know, 20 years, 30 years later, surely being a Radio 1 DJ is exactly the same. What's the name of the DJ?
Bruno.
Bruno Brooks?
Yeah.
So that's is his Radio 1 diary from then. Oh, this could be brilliant.
It is an actual book. It's not just a diary we found on the photocopier.
Did you buy it?
Yeah. What?
How much?
It's really good. I think it was 1p and then 2.75 postage backing.
Wow, incredible.
Podcast.
A bit gutted to learn that over the weekend, Lady Gaga popped into a pub near where I used to live. I used to go in that pub all the time. Gutted. In West London. She had a pint of tap water.
Oh, that's a bit dull.
She could have paid. She's Lady Gaga. Like, get mineral water. It's a bit like, do you remember when a few years ago, Brad and Jen popped into the pub up the road from here? Do you remember that?
Did they?
Yes, because you know there's that really famous hospital near here where loads of people go to give birth. More like a hotel than a hospital.
I've been in that one. It's quite nice.
Why were you
what,
in there?
To give birth?
No, I think I had good medical insurance when I was a kid.
Is it like...
Because it's for women and children, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Do they have room service and stuff in there?
Yeah, it's really good. The food's well nice.
Anyway, Brad and Jen popped into the pub opposite for half a pint. Same. And do you remember when Bill Clinton came into Starbucks over the road?
We get them all round here, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Why did I not see this?
The rest of us all went over there. Where were you?
I don't know. In the toilet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is a book that Becky found while I was away on holiday. And it's called this.
The Diary of a Radio 1 DJ.
Now, this is a bloke who was on Radio 1 in the 80s, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Called Bruno Brooks. So we've got some excerpts from Bruno's diary from back in the day. And we're going to just compare what life is like then and now as a Radio 1 DJ. Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bruno has never been an early bird.
Yeah, same. Don't do mornings.
Most days, his work and social life centre around late afternoon and evening, and this is reflected the morning after.
Is that me?
Definitely.
Okay, same.
He wakes any time after 9 a.m. Bruno tries not to see or talk to anyone before at least 10:30 a.m.
Is this for real?
You're not that bad.
10:30, so he won't have anyone talk to him?
No.
I just want to hear that again.
He wakes any time after 9 a.m. Bruno tries not to see or talk to anyone before at least 10:30 a.m.
Right, OK, so he might wake up at 9 o'clock, but Radio 1 DJ doesn't communicate with anybody and insists on complete silence until at least 10:30. Same. No, I don't.
I pace myself, though. If I do have an early appointment, I'll go to bed earlier. But if I can, I'll organise things so I can see people later in the day.
I like that he's honest, though.
After a quarter of an hour, Bruno gets up, goes down to the kitchen and makes a cup of coffee. He'll mooch slowly around the house, but never return to bed. As he gradually comes to, he thinks about his day ahead and what he'll talk about in his show, if and where he has to be beforehand, and any other projects on his mind.
Wow, he sounds like a busy guy, doesn't he?
That's the same as you, isn't it, with your other projects?
Yeah.
At the moment, Bruno is very single-minded. His entire life revolves around his career, so his thoughts rarely stray to anything else.
Same.
That's me, yeah. God, it really is. I mean, it's a long time ago, but it really is quite similar.
A normal day will see him dressed, bushy-tailed and ready to go around 11 a.m.
Oh, God.
So, right, so he's happy to see people from 10:30, but he's not dressed until 11. So does that
What's
mean
he wearing?
I wouldn't ring the doorbell until at least quarter
Seriously,
past.
Seriously, don't go around Bruno's house at 10:30. You don't know what you'll find. I'm imagining a bum-skimming kimono.
Yeah, no, I was thinking a T-shirt, but no pants.
Ah! A T-shirt probably with his face on. A la the Hoff.
Today he has two interviews planned at Radio 1. The first with a hospital radio, the second with a girl who writes for a school magazine. He dresses slightly smarter than usual. Image is important to Bruno. But in the studio it doesn't matter, because the public can't see what he's wearing.
Now, so things have changed a little bit there.
What, you're wearing a purple top and a Susan Boyle scarf?
Look, I got dressed in the dark, it
Probably
was 5 o'clock.
Probably not dissimilar to what Bruno would have worn in the 80s.
In about 1985. I don't know whose scarf this is. I just found it in my house this morning. It does look like I borrowed it off Subo. I'm also rocking a Quality Street purple style hoodie.
So today he puts on black baggy trousers with turn-ups, white shirt, paisley tie, and grey jacket striped finely with white.
Wow.
Black socks and black suede shoes complete the look. Bruno at his neatest.
Pretty neat. Is he referring to himself in the third person, or is this book
been... No, I think the book's written by someone else, and then he just does quotes every now and then.
Although he never looks scruffy, his usual garb is jeans and a shirt. In fact, the best word to describe Bruno is neat.
Same. Are you not agreeing? Same.
Yes,
thank you.
Same.
He has blue-grey eyes, brown hair, highlighted at the moment, a sprinkling of freckles, a little nose, a rounded bum, and is only 5'5" tall.
Same. I've not got highlights.
No. Have you got a round bum?
Yeah.
He is slim but stocky, has a 36-inch chest and takes size 7 shoes. A small size 7, he says.
Is he?
Quite
short.
Yeah.
I was going to say something else then, but I didn't.
Bruno's nickname on Radio 1 is the compact disc jockey because of his height. He's also very into compact discs and is quite happy for his name to be linked with them.
Oh, that's clever, that.
Bruno's nickname on Radio 1 is the compact disc jockey.
Yeah, I know.
Bruno reckons there's a big hole in the market. There's no one at the moment connected in people's minds to compact discs, so why not me?
Why not, Bruno, why not? So he's he's the compact disc jockey.
Because he's short.
And he also plays CDs.
That's two in one.
That's brilliant.
I'm trying to think of one we could do for you. You could call yourself MP3 Mills. But that's not quite the same.
That's not quite the same. No, it's not as clever. Well, how much more of this is there to go? Is there a lot more?
We're not even finished Monday yet.
Oh. Podcast. Jodie on the train to work says Mills P3.
It's not the same as
It's not as good as compact disc jockey. I'm sorry, Jodie. Okay, what?
I didn't realise how clever that was until I tried to think.
I know, we mocked, but actually, really clever. Hey, did you miss the Radio 1 chart show yesterday with Reggie?
Yes, and apparently, you know, we were talking earlier about Mark's nan doing a live chat?
Yeah.
On ITV. Apparently, Dappy's mum was doing a web chat on the chart yesterday.
Dappy's mum?
Yeah.
What is it with the new thing of getting, like, relatives on the web chats?
I don't know.
Shall I get my mum to do one?
Really?
Well, I could.
What would she talk about? She could dish all the holiday secrets on you.
Yes, she could. There weren't that many. I really enjoyed going on holiday with my mum last week, but I am looking forward to just being myself again. Do you know what I mean? Because you are a bit different with parents, and it's like, I can do what I want now. She's gone back to Southampton. But it was towards the end, I was a bit parented out.
Well, I loved it.
I'll be honest.
But I loved it that you went on holiday with her, and actually all you did was sit in your respective hotel rooms watching the same TV show.
That's not all we did.
Why didn't you?
We went out sometimes.
But why didn't she come into your room to watch? If you're watching the same programme and you're on holiday together, why didn't she come into your room or you go into her room?
No.
You just sit there and talk on the internal phone?
Yeah.
Love that.
Press 7. And then the room number.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
All right, Liz.
Hello.
What are you doing?
I'm sat in the car ready to walk to uni and I'm waiting to hear who's going to be on the shows for the rest of the week.
Whoa. So you're putting off the walk to university for this?
Pretty much, yeah.
So this should be good, I think. It needs to be good, right?
It needs to be brilliant.
Okay, right. I'm going to let you go and I'll tell you the guest this week, all right?
Thank you very much.
Love you. Give me a high five.
Love you.
Press 5. Yes. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Right, so...
I love the way you're not going to tell her on the phone. You're going to make her listen to the radio.
She can turn the radio up. Everyone else is. All right, so... Big guests this week. This is the deal. Tomorrow... Yes! Bublé! Michael Bublé on this show tomorrow. That's big.
That's really good. But I'm going to get so confused because you two look really similar.
Oh, don't. Last night when X Factor was on, all these tweets came through going, oh, nice to see you performing on X Factor.
I'm not surprised. Oh,
he just makes you happy, doesn't he?
And he is one of the nicest men in pop today. You know, we were playing Wing earlier. Total Eclipse of the Heart. I'm thinking maybe. Because at the moment, it's missing the bit that goes, turn around, before Wing comes in and goes, every now and then. We get Michael Bublé to do that bit.
Wing's BVs.
Yes, backing vocals. So it creates a Bublé and Wing duet. We can ask tomorrow. If you don't ask, you don't get. Actual boob on the show tomorrow.
I hope he comes in one of his suits.
Of course he will. So that's tomorrow. That's pretty good. Thursday on the show, the ladies love him. Comedian Russell Howard. That's good.
Oh, I missed him last time he was in.
Do you love him?
Yeah, I do. I really do. Us couple West Countries have to stick together.
You do. So tomorrow, Michael Bublé. Russell Howard on this show on Thursday. What time will all these people be on, please?
8:30.
8:30. Friday, Peter Andre. Now, I could have played Mysterious Girl then, but you notice I haven't. But Andre will be on Friday. Haven't seen him for a while. The Brit Awards was the last time we saw him. He's a very nice man. So far, you've got Michael Bublé tomorrow, Russell Howard Thursday, Peter Andre Friday, 8:30, Radio 1. Tomorrow...
Shall I get you a fanfare?
No, not tomorrow. Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm messing this up.
I'm
yeah, get me a fanfare.
I'm going to get you a fanfare.
Okay. So Wednesday on this show, this is the big one. Here it is. Seriously.
Sorry, it was short notice.
I guess that's fine. That's not the best fanfare you could probably find, but I didn't give you much time. Wednesday... On this show... Take that! All five of them. 8:30 on this show on Wednesday. There's eight of them?
No, they're on at 8 because they're
on at 8.
Hour.
Oh, right.
Because they're exclusive.
Well, when I say all five of them, then you make a sign that says 8, I presume that suddenly... Like some of Wanted have joined or something.
No, they're on at 8 because it's an exclusive because it's their first interview together back as 5.
That is impressive. So a whole hour of Take That on Wednesday morning from 8:00. So guests this week on this show, tomorrow, Bublé. Wednesday, Take That for an hour from 8:00. Thursday, Russell Howard. Friday, Peter Andre. Oh, God. Benji's been on and a few other people. Benji from Derby. Any chance of swapping Buble and Andre over? Because I can't listen on Thursday. Oh, I won't be able to listen to Peter Andre on Friday. Can you change him to another day? Says Charlotte. Like, you wouldn't phone up EastEnders and go, hi, can you move the burning down of the Vic to Thursday, please? I'm gonna be out, actually. So, no, those are the guests in that order. And that's what you're having.
Love it when you get all moody.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Now, I was in Dubai last week, not because of Wayne and Colleen, who are there right now. In fact, our holidays were very different. They're in the only 7-star hotel in the world, sipping pink champagne in the pool.
And your mum wasn't in the skimpy bikini?
No, she wasn't. I went with my mum. Nice to see her. Don't get to see her much.
Even though you sat in separate hotel rooms.
Watching Strictly Come Dancing.
Watching the same TV show.
From 2 seasons ago. I was very confused as to why Arlene Phillips was back as a judge. Why would you show a series from 2 years ago? Anyway, we went to a Mexican restaurant. Someone that I knew was having a birthday, who was also there. So we went out for like a birthday meal, and it was a proper authentic Mexican place. And they did a cake, and they played some Mexican version of Happy Birthday to You, which is nice. But then, obviously, I ordered the cake and set it up. It was a lovely chocolate cake with Happy Birthday on it. They came out, you know, TGI style. They did it. Hooray!
Were you the only birthday of the night, or did they have quite a few?
There was another birthday in there as well.
Oh, I like it when you get a more than one birthday in the same night.
Anyway, lush chocolate cake arrives. Everyone's happy. We all go home. Then I get a text on my phone the next day, which I haven't replied to. Anyone know what this means? Hi, sir. Sorry to disturb you. I am Joan from the restaurant. Oh, that's my phone going off.
It's because you're reading it direct from it and it's...
You were reserved last night. Then my manager saw your bill. I forgot to punch your cake. So I'm trying to contact you. I appreciate your reply. Thank you so much. And what does that mean?
Is
I haven't replied to Joan. Is that a tradition? Do they punch the cake in Mexico?
Do you know what I think it is? Is that I think she means like punch it through the. I think you didn't pay for the cake, basically.
Oh no!
So did you get back to her and?
I haven't replied to Joan. Have I got a free cake out of that?
Yeah, but that's bad. So you should pay for it. It's not the first time you've gone to Dubai and not paid for something either, is it?
No, there was the incident with my teeth.
And that dentist was on the phone for months trying to get hold of you.
They were sending FedEx parcels saying, where's our payment? I couldn't go back into the country.
That's been sorted out now.
Do you not know about this, David?
No, go on.
Oh, this is when I got my teeth done a few years ago.
And not those teeth, the teeth before.
No, these are the same teeth.
Are they?
I just got a couple of veneers. And as I walked out, the lady was like, have you got the blah, 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 blah card? And I was so drowsy, I went, yes. So they charged me the equivalent of about £16 for all 8 of these teeth. So I walked out, and then rang my mum and went, I think they've only charged me, like, less than £20. So, and then it obviously happened where they called me a criminal and all that, and then I had to eventually pay it. It's all been settled now.
But the cake hasn't, so you need to text Joan back.
I'll text Joan back now. Radio 1 Podcasts. A lot of people concerned that I'm messing with the with criminal activity in Dubai, and their penalties are often quite harsh. Look, let me just remind you all, okay? It's a free chocolate cake here we're talking about, all right? It's nothing bad, but I am going to phone Joan back today and pay for the cake that I obviously did get for free, which she forgot to charge me for. I could, Joan, bring up the thing that you didn't warn my mum about. Her food having jalapenos in it before she nearly choked to death, and I had to do a Mrs. Doubtfire Heimlich on her, but I won't.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Something we haven't done for a while is coming next. It's the return of Becky's Classifieds. Ah, we haven't done this for ages. Now, this is stuff that we have found for you, either for free or for really cheap from the internet, if you're a bit skint at the moment. Some stuff that you might want, which isn't going to cost you much or hardly anything at all. And also some stuff that you might be able to swap as well, is that right?
Yeah, there's some wanted stuff on there. So if you've got it, they're offering really good stuff in return.
And this is after... Why we decided to do this? Because there was a thing about cuts last week, wasn't there?
Yeah, while you were sunning yourself in Dubai, everyone here was getting really stressed at, like... There was some big speech and then some man came on and was like, this isn't going to get any more money and that's not going to get any more money,
wow.
So...
It's like news like this.
Yeah.
And then a bloke came on and went, bruh.
Well, that's
no,
all you need
no
to
more
know,
money,
isn't it?
No more
like,
money.
Like, most people aren't going to have as much money anymore. End of.
Yeah. Anyway, so Becky's Classifieds coming next. Some stuff for free or for cheap. And then the Wanted are coming in at 10 o'clock with Fern Cotton. Some girls outside already.
Are there?
Yeah, lots of layers on. I felt guilty and thought, should I invite them in for a hot chocolate? No.
What?
Well, why don't you invite two or three girls in, then you have to invite the rest of the hundreds that will turn up in, don't you?
You'd know. Are they outside your house every morning?
Yeah, whatever.
Morning, girls.
All right, ladies.
Would invite you in for a hot chocolate.
But once I invite you,
there's
one,
more than
one
four
of
you today, so I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave you outside.
Yeah. Question, if you're in The Wanted, even though it's like 1 degree outside today, do you still have to wear cargo pants and a sleeveless vest on at all times? Do
Open
you?
Open shirt, yeah, definitely.
Right, okay.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Do you know who I'm missing outside at the moment? The world's youngest paparazzi? I've not seen him for a while.
Oh, yeah, that kid.
He's like a little ginger kid. He must be about 11. Or maybe he's like 14.
How does he get about? Like, because most paps have like...
A scooter or a bike or a car.
Yeah.
No, he ain't got none of them. He just walks. And he comes up to me and goes, "Hi, Scott, what time are the guests coming in today?" I'm like, 8:30. "All right, thanks." He'll be outside for the rest of the week, definitely. Where is he today? Paper round, isn't it? He's really young.
Is he a genuine pap?
I don't know. Or maybe he's just taking pictures for himself.
Yeah, maybe.
But he's got like one of those big zoom lenses. He's got a massive lens on him. Which would suggest that he is a genuine paparazzi. I don't know. Okay, it's time for the classifieds. Feeling a bit skint at the moment? Not got no money? Going to help you out. We've scoured the internet to find these for you. Stuff that you can have for cheap or even for free. Brought to you by Radio 1's Greg James.
Ah, nice to be back on the classifieds for a one-off appearance.
I know. Here's your first one. You might want this.
22 back issues of Decanter magazine for wine lovers. March 07 to April 09. Mint condition. £1 each. Must buy all.
If you love wine, like I used to a lot, then maybe you want this in your magazine collection. It's Decanter magazine.
£1 is quite cheap.
Happy to throw in 4 one-off special edition wine guides for Italy, France, New Zealand, etc. Must collect. Includes 2007, March, April, May, June, July, August and September. 2008, January through to November. 2009, February to April.
All right, yeah, I get the idea.
I don't know much about wine, but were they good vintage?
Do you know what? I don't know anything about wine. And when we were coming back from holiday, my mum was in the duty-free and she was like, "Scott, you know about wine. What can I get your granddad?" I'm like, "Mum, I don't know. I just used to drink it. I don't know anything about it."
Are you not one of those ones that goes to the tasting and then does the swilling round like mouthwash?
No.
And then spits into the...
I see them on TV and they're just there at the nose of the bottle going, a fruity aroma. I would say early 2000s.
But sometimes
South Africa.
Sometimes they say weird stuff like soil...
I'm thinking, quite
why
soily.
Would you want to drink that?
I've got no idea. I just used to drink it white, second one down. That's all I used to do.
Why do you go for the second one down?
Because it's better than the first one on the list.
Well, what's the first one?
It's normally
one?
The house.
Oh, so you...
You
always...
go for the second cheapest. Every time.
But they might put that as the rubbish one.
No, it's always second one down. Every person that drinks wine and doesn't know anything about it knows that.
Do you ever go for, like, the fourth one?
No way. Why would you do that? It's just wine.
But what's wrong with... I don't understand what's so bad about the first one.
Often it's fine, but if you go second one down, you'll be fine. It's this better. Anyway, my wine days are over. Next!
High fives for any musical instrument.
Eh?
I know you're a fan of the high five, so if you've got any instruments lying around, you can go and take them to this guy and he'll give you a high five.
Have you got some instruments, pianos, trumpets, guitars, that you need to get rid of?
We can get rid of the one that doesn't speak guitar.
Yeah.
It's really old.
I'll take these off your hands, and in return, you'll receive a solid... high five. I've been told that my high fives are top notch, so this is a very good deal.
Well, he won't miss it, will he? And we'll get high fives out of it.
I mean, he uses it sometimes, but he's away this week, so just give it away.
Mostly just gets knocked over.
And sometimes he does play country and western songs on it, like when Tiny Semper came in and Kylie and stuff. Anyway, so you get a high five just for giving him an instrument.
I'll take just about any bass, flute, mandolin, violin, tuba, whatever you've got. I'm not picky. So, hit me up with an awesome email and let's strike a deal. Local deals only. No travelling high fives available.
Hmm. Oh, he's not going to come to us.
We'll give out low fives also. Although they're not quite as satisfying.
No, they're not as good.
Who wants a low five? Hello, is it 1985?
When was the last time you did a low five? Back in the 80s? People don't still do them anymore, do they?
I hope not. Do they? God, I hope not. Next.
Ceramic Lionel Richie bust wanted.
Sorry, I took a sip of coffee at the wrong time.
I don't even know what this is. But it sounds brilliant because it's got Lionel Richie in it.
I'd like it to be about a foot tall.
So it's a... Is it a thing of Lionel Richie's head?
It's Lionel Richie's bust.
Just his boobs?
Just his boobs, yeah.
Not his head?
No.
Now, I know it won't really look like Lionel Richie, but that's not the point. It has to look like that and be 1 foot tall, otherwise it won't be worth it. Hopefully, it will be the same orangish-brown matte finish that's in the video.
Oh, what video?
I think he means, what's the famous video?
So the Lionel Richie's boobs are in a video?
Yes.
And they're brown?
Yeah, and there's a blind girl in it who's wanting to look at his boobs but can't. What is it?
I don't know, but I've never heard
of it. Hello. Hello.
Oh,
that one.
I've never seen the video for that.
Watch it. Get it on YouTube. It's brilliant.
Please email me with your charges, including a breakdown of the cost of supplies and labour. I can also exchange for computer repair, maybe Mac, PC, virus repair, or maybe a 12-inch G4 iBook.
I wish that I had a Lionel Richie bust because my computer's playing up at the
we
moment.
We can make him one. Did you hear? He said we can quote him for the price of materials.
She's paper mache.
So we're gonna...
That's what it was in the video. The video was, like, years ago.
So if we get loads of old newspaper and some glue, and then we can make roughly what we think Lionel Richie's chest will look like, and then we can get free computer repairs and a MacBook.
Yeah, what cup do you think he is?
I don't know. I think it's just a bit weird that it's not his head. Why would you want
this
to be
on? Oh, James has been on saying a bust is a model of someone's head and shoulders.
I was going to say,
glad we know that now. We would have just made a paper mache of Lionel Richie's man boobs. Thanks, James.
But how would you have been able to know? That's quite specific to know. Like, to go along and go, yep, they're Lionel's, definitely.
Definitely his man boobs.
You wouldn't know, would you?
Next.
Rachel S Club 7 singing Doll.
No.
Yes.
£3. New condition. No box. Still singing.
So, that is brilliant.
Still singing Doll from back in the day of Rachel Stevens when she was in S Club. This can be yours for £3.
Tina, S Club 7. Oh. Singing Doll. £2.
Oh.
Brand new condition. Mint. No box. Has some accessories. Still singing.
Oh.
Bargain price.
Poor Tina. She's £2. Rachel Stevens is £3. God knows what Paul Cattermole would be.
Podcast.
And now it's time for some more Dear Scott. It's your outlet to say what you want to us. Tell us things. Comment about the show. If you'd like to send one, that would be good because you will get on this week, let's face it. There's hardly any quality control. Send an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Have your email read out by the posh Radio 4 lady on Dear Scott. Maybe something you've found, something that's happened to you you want to share with us. Any questions you've got for us, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Here's the first one.
Hi, Scott.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Is she all right?
You know when you call people up with slowed-down voices? Well, I've recently got a new MP3 player and I found the button to slow you down. It sounds great. Now I can listen to you, Becky, and the posh lady sounding drunk. Laughing smiley. Just thought I'd let you know. Jono.
Yeah, this is when you slow something down and the people sound like they've had a few. Like, do you remember when we slowed Joe Wiley down and then she called up Barry Chuckle?
Hello?
Hi, sexy.
Hello. Who's this?
You know me. I'm Joe Wiley.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
I'd like a pizza.
You'd like a pizza?
And carries on like that. We should do some more slowed down people sounding drunk. Should we do it this week?
Poor Barry didn't have a clue what was going on, did he?
I know, he's just there at home having a cup of tea. Next thing, drunk Joe Wiley calls up. Next!
Hi, Scott. I've just read that Busted are writing songs and hope to release an album in the next 6 weeks. I'm writing to claim my bottle of wine, please. I'm sure you said if they got back together, you'd buy all your listeners a bottle of wine. Rosé for me, please. Love you. Laura, Bury St Edmunds.
Right, OK, Laura, you've misunderstood here, right? What I said was that I would give a bottle of wine to every man, woman and child in Britain if Busted reformed, and that was before Christmas 2 years ago.
What, you said it before Christmas 2 years ago?
No, I said if they reformed before Christmas 2 years ago, then you'd get the wine.
Dear Scott, Becky, the PR4L and the one who doesn't speak, I would like my free bottle of wine, please. A nice bottle of Chardonnay or Pinot Grigio would do nicely. High five. Hannah, off of London.
No, the offer has expired, OK? But however, this is brilliant news that they're getting back together. Is that true?
Apparently, yeah.
Yes. With Charlie and everything.
Yeah, but are you saying no free wine?
I'm saying no free wine.
It's not as exciting then, is it? I thought that was going to be...
Check the terms and conditions.
But there weren't any at the
time,
were
there? I can go back
there?
Through the tapes if you want.
Dear Scott, I have a question which has been bugging me since 6:45 yesterday.
Right. Wow, that's a hell of a long time there.
Could you confirm or deny that the bird is equal to or greater than the word? You complete me, Mark Kent.
Right, so is the bird equal to or greater than the word? Any ideas?
Equal to.
Equal to.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the
yes.
bird.
The bird, bird, bird.
The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird.
Bit of a campaign on Twitter now to get this to Christmas number one.
I didn't do much work on it while you were away.
Oh, cheers.
We need to get back onto this week. I reckon Take That can help us on Wednesday.
Yes! Let's get some celebrity endorsement on it this week. Also, the Trash Men who made this song in the 60s are now following me on Twitter and closely following the campaign.
Are they?
They're not dead.
I'd love to hear his voice now.
So would I.
He puts a voice on in this, or is that his natural voice?
It's the word.
Think about it. Nothing says Christmas like this. Enough? Enough.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Radio 1.
Hi, Phone Cotton.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. The colour of you is phenomenal.
I resemble David Dickinson / a handbag.
Like a lovely mahogany apple.
You call me mahogany.
Gorgeous. It's a lovely colour.
Like an antique. Is that what you're saying?
It's a beautiful colour.
Thank you.
I'm translucent next to you.
You actually look younger than when you were in at Wayscott.
Do I?
Yeah. Is that just a coincidence?
It's just a coincidence. I don't think I look any younger. I've got a bit of stubble going on.
You've got a nice sort of scarf. Is that a new buy? Did you get that in Dubai?
Do you know what? I just literally woke up this morning. I was like, oh, God, it's cold. It's 5 o'clock. It looks like I borrowed this scarf off Susan Boyle.
No, you look chic. You're just throwing it on.
No, really not. I'm wearing a hoodie which resembles the big purple one off Quality Street.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what it must be like to be you every day, where you get papped outside and you have to wear something good every day.
I'm wearing a Duran Duran t-shirt today. I've really made minimum effort.
Yeah. Now, we've been on to Stupid Street, our favourite street,
right?
Just to ask them a question. Fern, what's your life motto?
Oh, my life motto? Probably just something really cheesy, like you only live once. I say that quite a lot to get away with things I know I shouldn't be doing.
Is yours, keep your feet on the ground, but keep reaching for the stars?
Oh, I like that.
That's a good one.
That is a new one.
Is that your one?
Yeah. No.
What's your one?
Some DJ off the 80s. I don't know what my one is. What's yours?
I don't know. Eat more cheese?
Eat more
cheese.
That is a good
one. That is,
I mean, you can never eat too much cheese.
But what about if we went onto Stupid Street and asked them that question? What would their life motto be?
What about yours could be, what happens in Dubai stays in Dubai.
Can I just say that
nothing happened in Dubai, especially if the authorities are listening in the Middle East. Nothing happened at all.
You stole a cake.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, apart from the cake. Yes, look, she forgot. What must have been, if you weren't listening earlier, I went to a Mexican restaurant. It was someone's birthday. I got a free chocolate cake out of it because she forgot to put it on the bill. Well, I'll call Joan later today and say, look, I'll be honest with you, Joan, I'll pay you however many dirhams it was for the cake.
Joan's probably gone without food for the last couple of days.
Joan had to pay for it herself, yeah, out of her wages.
Of course she did.
Feel bad.
It's well out of order.
It's not as bad as when I got the free teeth, though. That was ages ago. Anyway, let's go on to Stupid Street and ask them, what is their life motto? Let's find out.
So I want to know what your life motto is.
Don't kill anybody.
My life motto... We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, therefore, is not an act but a habit.
It's a long motto.
Yeah.
Where's it from?
Aristotle. Yeah.
And what's your life motto?
To live fast and die young.
What's your life motto?
Don't meet spiders. That's my life motto.
Don't meet spiders.
They're quite scary spiders, so I'm not keen on it.
Okay.
What's your life motto?
Don't be scared. Don't be scared of things. Because I was scared of London Dungeons. And then I faced it.
That's amazing.
It wasn't even that scary, though, so...
What's your life motto?
Travel a lot. As much as you can.
What's your life motto?
Not to go on the big one in Blackpool.
Brilliant life motto, though.
Know what your life motto is?
I don't like spiders. Oh. So I don't think that someone with as many eyes as legs should be allowed to live. Spiders have 8 eyes, don't they, and 8 legs. So if you've got as many eyes as legs, you shouldn't really be here.
You're right, Fern, that is not a motto.
That's just something you're scared of.
But also that one, she says, I don't think things that have as many eyes as legs should be allowed to live.
Surely they've only got 2 eyes.
Well, no, humans have 2 eyes and 2 legs, so what's she saying about us?
Oh, yeah. Anyway, they came up with the goods once again there. Stupid Street, everybody. Well
it's
done to them.
It's not even a motto. I don't like celery. That's my life motto.
Okay, thanks for that. Podcast. Your motto is obvious, you fool. Only eat prawns on a Sunday, then you can call in to six at work all week.
Yes, don't eat prawns on a Friday. That's my motto.
You'll ruin the weekend. That's Mike in Bedford. God, you didn't even know your own motto. Right.
Well, it's not something I go around saying all the time.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.